Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
The Burt Show.
Buckle in, Burt Show. This is going to be an interesting morning. I anticipate our celebrity hotline going off every 3 or 4 minutes as the results of you guys working hard and trying to get A-listers on this show. Today is the deadline. Whoever gets the biggest celebrity to call in by the end of the show today, you guys are going to vote all weekend. They get a week off paid vacation. And as we are at the deadline, I'm just assuming, Tommy, you have that sound? Man, we're going to hear that every time. It's going to be annoying. Every time we try to start a segment, Tommy's going to be hitting. Another A-list celebrity. Somebody even bigger than Homer Simpson.
Yes. Here's to hoping. Fingers crossed.
You guys have anything.
So after I made my plea on the show yesterday and I told whoever was listening, hey, listen, I'm stuck. But I do got a little cash so I can throw your way. And I did get some interesting emails from people who have legitimate contacts if their emails are to be believed. And I hit them back immediately. And I'm like, let's do this. You get this celebrity on, I will Venmo you $500.
Uh-huh.
And so, again, there was a very prominent political figure that popped up in my email. There was also a...
I think I know who you're talking about. This was the one that I initially said. Remember, they hit me up and I said, if we were to get this, somebody was to reach out to you guys with this political figure, you would have a tough decision to make.
So I responded back because honestly, I don't see it happening. And I was like, bet, do your best. Because the way they know this person, I was like, and this person should be extremely busy right now and should have no business calling the show.
This person isn't even in the country right now,
so,
I don't think.
So that's why I was like, okay, here you go. Here's the number. Give it your best shot. But I had a couple of other interesting bites that I gave them the details they needed in order to make this happen today.
So it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
It could happen.
It could. I got like three that are like distinct possibilities that could happen by the end of the show.
Mo, anything lined up could happen this morning? Nothing.
Nothing, man. I put my work in already. I thought the competition was over. I'm done. I'm waiting for the results now.
Okay.
For me, I had my last ditch effort when I offered a $2,300 vacation to Colombia with me, and I got zero emails. So unless everybody I've emailed since then, or since like this competition has started, starts emailing me back. You hear the little buzzer. Okay. It ain't me.
Okay, could be Jackson though, working on something. One of the producers off air might be the reason why Cassie and Rebecca aren't here today. They are trying all morning long to get celebrities on with their day off. I bet that's it.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's
just walking around on the highway, just looking in cars.
So I'll pause here before we go into anything else, just in hopes that the celebrity line is going to ring. So let's give it a second, because I hate interruptions.
Yeah.
So hold on. Not yet.
Yeah, no.
Not yet. Okay. All right, so let's get to Abby. Abby's in a hot...
What? A
That's a
He's lying.
Oh, no.
Just keeping you on your toes.
Yeah.
I got excited.
You get excited every single time. When you don't know who the person is.
You never know what D-lister is going to call up. It's very exciting.
All right, so today it is Friday. That means one of us is in the hot seat for Plead the Fifth. Five really uncomfortable questions designed to make you squirm a little bit. You can pass on one of them. We call it Plead the Fifth, and Abby is up today.
Five super uncomfortable questions for Abby.
She can only pass on one of them.
It's the Burt Show's
Plead the Fifth.
I typically don't dread these, but now that last time y'all really, like, came at me, like, in... to where I felt like I needed to go back to therapy. I'm a little nervous.
Just so I have this right, the time that people came after you said, hey, come after me?
Well, I was joking when I said come after me. It was facetious.
Didn't sound like it was said with a smile.
It was
no LOL.
There was no LOL.
You literally were like, your question sucked. Yep. You better.
Well, yeah. I answered them already. I was like, how many times I got to rank the youth group? Like, this is boring at this point.
Well, they gave you what you wanted. Let's see what you got tonight.
Oh, God.
Ask and ye shall receive. And speaking of therapy, let's go to our first question. Abby, if you sat down with your mom and dad in a therapy sesh, and your therapist said, so Abby, why are we here?
Why are we here?
What would you lead with?
My entire childhood. No, I mean, this is nothing new. I definitely was just, I was the quote unquote least favorite child. And you think that at some point that's going to like, that, I hate to say the word treatment, because I think, again, it just sounds so much more dramatic than it is. But there were things in my adulthood that happened that I was like, okay, at this point, like, this is like too obvious that there is some favoritism here. And that's the reason why I went back to therapy a couple of years ago, where there was an incident in my family where there was clear, not favoritism, but it was actually to a point where I was like, this is actually, I should have been in therapy a long time ago. And
preferential treatment of one child over the other.
Yeah. But more than that,
yeah,
to the point where it was like, this is, my parents should be better than this. Like, I love my parents. Like, they've done a lot of great things for me, but there was one incident that happened that I was like, this is actually objectively terrible. So probably just talking about that and how there have been small incidents like that throughout my life and how that has affected me as an adult.
When you've talked about this on the show before, your mom listens all the time. So has she ever...
Oh, she's listening now. Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom. Has she ever circled back, or your dad ever circled back when you're making these accusations? Like, clearly you loved my brother more than you loved me. Are they ever like, oh, that's ridiculous?
And no, because I do think it's weird. I don't know if it's just because I'm on the radio now and I talk about it more, but it has been, our relationship has just been so much better in recent years that it's just not worth hashing out again. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Life is good now. I've kind of moved on. We're all moving on. I have no interest in just, you know, making our lives more difficult or more complicated than it needs to be.
You are better than me. I would be mad if my parents didn't acknowledge it.
Yeah, would you really?
Yeah, if I was saying that and they didn't come to me and go, well, why do you feel that way? Yeah, it would hurt me.
Yeah, at some point I had to get my dad to apologize to me. And then he apologized and I was still mad.
Same. Yeah, you think you want the closure until you get it. Right. It's not what you think it's going to be.
But was it a forced apology? Like when you, your dad, and also your dad too, Mo.
No, mine wasn't forced.
No, okay.
Yeah, he did it on his own.
Okay, good.
Mine was forced. And then I made him do it like five or six other times.
Oh.
And then at some point he was right. He said, look, how many times do I need to apologize to you? I realized I was a crappy dad. I'm really sorry. I gave you the best I could. So this is the last time I'm apologizing. He was right. I mean, he had said
either
it enough.
Either you accept it or you don't.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And that's kind of where I'm at. Like, let's just be friends now. I'm good with that.
All right, Abby. Which is more fun for you to do? The Burt Show or the podcast Personality Hires with the Youth Group?
No, this isn't like a hard question. I think it kind of depends on the day. Like, there are some days where it's not as fun to record Personality Hires, just depending on like what the vibe is. Like, the vibe is just different every day. Every day you come into work, some people are in a silly, goofy mood, and then there are some days where people are not in a silly, goofy mood. So I think it just kind of depends, like, what's the segment? What are we talking about? Mm-hmm. How is everyone feeling? Like, is everyone kind of like a little slap happy? Because it just depends on whatever group is just having the most fun that day. Because there are days where, you know, this show feels more like work, and then there are other days where I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this is my job, and I feel the same way about Personality Hires.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing for any here too. There are days when I walk in here, I'm, you know, and it's kind of your job is hosting that podcast and my job hosting this podcast is sort of taking a just taking inventory of the temperature of the room.
Yeah.
And there are just some days it's harder than others.
For sure.
For me, it's like whatever's on the schedule. Like, if I got something heavy to talk about, it ain't going to be a good day.
It's the content, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Here comes a tough one.
Mm-mm.
What's your body count?
What's my... I told you I don't talk about sex, my sex life on the radio, so that's plead the fifth.
Okay.
You gave away a guaranteed plead the fifth every week.
That's a hard line for me with my parents listening.
Well, can you tell them not to listen in four Fridays? Oh,
you have to choose between the Burt Show and the man of your dreams. Who are you choosing?
Well, the man of my dreams is going to be a kabajillionaire, super hot, and is never going to make me work again. So I'm choosing the man every time.
There.
I'm choosing her man also. I think we're all choosing her man.
Are we going to be like in one of those poly like relationships where we got a sugar daddy taking care of all of us?
I would really like to experience that.
You and me both.
I'd like to be on the other end of
I'm
that.
I'm tired, man. Help me, please.
Abby, get on Find That Rich Man for all of us.
Listen, we literally, I feel like every 3 months we do some kind of like nationwide search where we're like, date this poor woman. And then like four people apply. And they're like, no thanks.
Is that a bit for the radio? Would you be up for that? If it was, you know, we'd do the similar bit like I did with Stacey, you know, date my ex-wife, but we specifically try to find you a sugar daddy.
A sugar daddy?
Would you be interested in a bit like that? Call us right now if you want to go out with Abby, but you have to make over, what is it, $1 million a year?
More than that.
Yeah, more than that. Maybe $2 million a year. It depends. Like, what do I have to exchange? Like, I don't want to, like, send... I don't want any have to do any sexual favors for this grandpa.
Well, then that price has to come down then. I think we look for somebody that's making $35,000.
You upped it to $2 million, but you only come on.
Yeah. I don't want to send no like naked pictures to this man.
You're making what? Million? $2 million? What? You don't gotta do anything.
I'll send them naked pictures.
I could do that on OnlyFans. I could sign up right now and quit this job if I was willing to sloot out my body.
Not nearly as good radio, though, so can we at least try it next week? Call right now if you make over $2 million and you are willing to take care of Abby.
Okay. Okay.
That's got me wondering, how much y'all think I'd make with my body on OnlyFans?
There's definitely a specific niche.
They're
going
to charge you.
Can I charge by the pound?
Oh, then, hey.
You the man at that point.
Do you have to go through a panel of judges to get an OnlyFans account? Because you might not get past that.
Just because you're not into it doesn't mean there's not somebody out there who is into it.
For sure.
Those chairs of those judges would be welded shut. There's no way they're turning around. All right, Abby, last question.
Thank God.
Out of all the friendship breakups, who did you the most dirty? And we need details.
Who did me the most dirty?
Yep.
I had a friend in high school that she didn't say this explicitly, but we were, I feel like I've already talked about this before, but we were in a pageant together. I won, she didn't. And conveniently after that happened, she just literally stopped talking to me. And then she kind of said something that alluded to the fact that she felt like I had given her an eating disorder, which, you can't do that,
no.
But alas, and I never really got an apology for that, even though this person has reached out to me before and we've had conversations since then, but I've never gotten like a, hey, I'm sorry for accusing you of that. That wasn't great. And also like ditching you senior year of high school wasn't cool either. And like isolating you from our entire friend group probably shouldn't have done that either. So that one.
Okay. So she comes to you and she's like, hey, have you ever had an eating disorder? Because I think I caught it.
What? I'm like, yeah, it's not like a contagious thing. She basically, I was very, very thin in high school. And she kind of alluded to the fact that like put pressure on her or whatever. I don't know. It's like, it's a whole thing.
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah. That's, we all knew from the moment you said that. That's a her thing.
Yeah.
That is not
that's
thing.
Not a me. That's sure. not
but
a
you
me
had
thing.
Talked to her since and she's never acknowledged it?
Never.
Really?
Never once. Yeah. And so that almost hurts more where I'm like, we should have just gone our separate ways rather than you sitting across a table for me for 2 hours and just totally ignoring it.
But you don't have any contact with her anymore, right?
And no, like we're cordial.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen her in years, but like if I saw her at a bar, which I never would, I'd be like, hey,
I would not.
Bye.
You are a better woman than I am.
Yeah.
I've had some really whack friendship breakups.
The Burt Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
U.S. District Judge Louis J. Lyman has granted Blake Lively's request to strike a letter and affidavit submitted by Justin Baldoni's legal team, making claims that Blake Lively tried to get Taylor Swift to mess with some evidence, some text messages between the two of them from months ago. If you missed this yesterday, Justin Baldoni's attorney made this harrowing claim in a letter, basically saying like Blake Lively should be held accountable for this. But also it looks like she's now trying to extort Taylor Swift by saying, if you do not delete these text messages, I'm going to release 10 years of personal information between the both of us. And so, of course, Blake Lively's camp is coming out being like, this is all inflammatory. This shouldn't even be public information, blah, blah, blah. So then Justin Baldoni's attorney comes out with an affidavit, which is a huge deal because it's not just being like, hey, by the way, this thing happened. He had to write this down under oath and make these claims where he said on Valentine's Day of 2025, he received a voicemail from a person very closely linked to Taylor Swift. Where he got the information. The call lasted about 1 hour. The speaker had told him that he'd been informed from counsel by Taylor Swift and a partner, and also a counsel from Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds on Blake Lively's behalf, that Taylor Swift was basically being cornered to make a social media statement in support of Blake Lively since they weren't at the Super Bowl together. So things looked a little suspicious because Blake was at the Super Bowl last year, and stated that if Taylor failed to do so, Blake would release, quote, 10 years of private texts from Miss Swift. The individual also told them that they had been informed that they had been accused of extortion. During the same call, the individual said that they had been informed that 4 or 5 months earlier, Miss Lively, Blake, had requested that Taylor delete her text messages with Miss Lively. And they had been connected through a mutual friend who had informed that the individual wanted to talk. They had several phone calls. I mean, the fact that this is now being written down under, and this is how the affidavit ends, I declare under penalty of perjury, blah, 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 to me makes this look so much more legit than just a random letter.
Yeah, so this is a very bold accusation. It makes me wonder, like, what kind of friendship, like, if you're besties, right? And you come to me and you're like, hey, favor, can you please delete these texts? I would do it. Like, you don't need to try to like blackmail me, extort me. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't need to threaten me with like, I'm going to release every text message we've ever exchanged back and forth. Like, you know, if you're my friend, mm-hmm. And like, obviously if you're a best friend, you know, this person's heart, you know, their soul, you know, their like intentions. And so, yeah, if Amanda hit me up right now and she's like, I need you to delete these text messages, honestly, I'm not even going to ask why. I'm like done and done.
Right.
To me, it's not even the text messages that's a big deal. It's the social media statement, like being pushed into a corner. Like, if you don't do this, then I'm... Because now at this point, you're not my friend anymore. Now you're my op.
Yeah.
Because you're coming to me and basically saying like, okay, well, if you don't do this, then I'm now going to embarrass you in front of the whole world, which I actually don't think Blake Lively would have done. But the fact that this is even being put in down... This is like high school drama. And it's like Justin Baldoni's lawyer under penalty of perjury being like, and then she said that, and then she said she would like did this if this was released. So to me, this is heartbreaking for Taylor because if honestly, like you said, I think if she had come to Taylor and just said, can you delete these text messages? She probably did. And now that things have gotten dirty and messy, I feel like now this is coming out in the legal space because she's like, okay, now this girl is basically strong-arming me into having to make these social media statements, which I don't want to do for whatever reason, and is turning all mean girl. Now I'm going to let all the information come out because maybe she did release those text messages and she wants it on the record that like she wasn't the one tampering with the evidence for this case.
I think it's a perfect example of why so many people, especially rich people with a lot to lose, never believe that anyone is their true friend because everyone is your friend until it's inconvenient.
Yeah,
you never know when that's coming.
Got to have your head on a swivel
all the time.
I'm curious, how have the Swifties reacted? Because they are such a protective fan group, hearing that Blake Lively would have extorted her quote-unquote best friend.
The difference is here is that a lot of Swifties feel like we know Taylor personally. And for me, the thing I have been focusing on is this scene she has in her anti-hero music video that came out a couple of years ago. And in it, this, the whole anti-hero song is about her biggest insecurities. And this scene is like inner Taylor talking to outer Taylor. If you watch Severance, like innie and outies, like the inner Taylor saying everyone will betray you. Like that's an inner belief that she has about herself and her life. And I think when she released that, she was in such a good place. And it's kind of like, oh, that was in the past. And now to see like her best friend allegedly doing something to this extent, like really makes me heartbroken for her. It's like, wow, really that belief that you have that everyone will betray you? Kind of true, except for Travis Kelce.
Yeah. And I'll say this again. I don't know why anybody would ever sign up for that kind of superstardom.
Money.
It's still not enough. There's not enough money in the world.
Well, no, she's always, I felt too, it more so than money. I mean, I feel like she's like, this is what I was born to do. Like, this is my passion. I'm going to like singing and writing songs. Like, this is, you know, you find what brings you the most joy. And unfortunately, sometimes what brings you the most joy can also bring you the most pain in the form of fame.
And that's anything. I mean, there's give and take to anything in life. And this is just the cost of it. And so you got to hope that she's got people behind the scenes too that would never betray her. But to see Blake Lively knowing their history, I mean, they've been friends for 10, 11 years. To see how this is their friendship ending is harrowing.
I've been betrayed while being broke, so I'll take $100 million.
It's a lot easier to get over that betrayal.
A little easier.
All right, we might finally know the reason why Justin Bieber sold his music catalog for $200 million, and it's got everything to do with his former manager, Scooter Braun. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
If you and I are like-minded, then I am going to give you the best follow on Instagram, the highest recommendation right here, right now. It's changed my life the last 10 days.
At the Abby Murphy.
That's not it. Although you do a good job. You do a very good job.
Thank you. I was about to say, streets are saying I am a pretty high-quality follow.
You are.
At I'm Mo Mitch.
No, not that one. No. Although, I tell you what, the way you guys have stepped up on the podcast, those videos, they're smoking.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
At Chris Kling.
Nah.
You post about your kid too much.
Oh, but did you see the photo I posted yesterday? His last day of school picture.
Yes, it's so cute. He really is the most photogenic kid.
He is very cute.
I actually did think about you yesterday as a sidebar going like, I am so out of content. But Kristen, she posts Jimmy every day.
Yes.
But people are going to be like, if I post the same thing every day, people are going to rebel.
No, is that the only reason why you're dating your new girlfriend, Amanda? Because she's got a really cute kid that you can post.
Well, and we haven't really been posting him a lot. So, yeah, he's useless. So here's what I have been doing. And I have never done this with anybody else before in my life, except my own family. I wake up in the morning and the first thing I do now, and I don't really check my phone when I wake up. They say it's the worst thing to do. First thing I do now when I get up in the morning is I check @sailing_with_Phoenix. It is such an interesting watch. Let him tell you exactly what he's all about.
My name is Oliver, and in 10 days, I'm going to cross the Pacific Ocean alone. 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with a condition called Klippel-Feil syndrome. What it is a spinal disorder, so I've got a loose spine, and I do run the risk of going paralyzed from the neck down. And that reality kind of shook up my world. I became incredibly aware of my mortality, and I grew to absolutely despise my job and the corporate machine. I quit my job rather abruptly with the goal of sailing around the world with no plan. A week after quitting my job, I liquidated my 401k. 2 weeks after that, I purchased a sailboat. About a month after that, I started sailing without knowing how to sail. Fast forward a year, I've learned to sail. and I've done an extensive refit on my boat for the past 5 months. And now, in 10 days, we are crossing the Pacific Ocean. When I say we, I mean my cat and I. It's a crazy feeling. It's an absolutely crazy feeling.
He lost me at cat.
Yeah.
That cat didn't sign up for that.
That's a good point.
If you check it every day, though, that cat's so happy.
Okay.
And he's so happy because every now and then you'll check with him and he appears as though he's about to snap.
Really?
A little bit, right? Yeah. And the cat for him is like very soothing in some ways.
Oh, that's his Wilson. That's his volleyball, but it's actually alive.
Right? So this is him on his very first day now. So he's giving it all up. I mean, I think we've all thought about this at one point or another. Like, if money wasn't an issue and we really wanted to do with our life something that really, really got our juices flowing, what would we do? But we couldn't do it because of responsibilities. He's done it, and now he's in the boat on the first day.
This is day one of crossing the Pacific Ocean and sailing from Oregon to Hawaii. And I made it past the graveyard of the Pacific, and this is my first time sailing outside of a river. And I'm going for Hawaii. So it could take me anywhere between 20 to 30 days.
Oh, Jesus.
So feel free to follow the journey. There is nothing but open ocean and a beautiful sunset. I did it. Aww. I did it.
I am very excited for him. How is he posting this?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah,
like a
Starlink. He's explained it. Starlink.
Oh, okay.
Here's the great thing about this dude is that he's not an influencer. He's not very good at this.
Yeah.
So there are sometimes his videos are choppy, but he's so authentic.
Yeah.
And he's got nothing else to do on that boat except give us updates. And I have been watching. I watch all day long to see if he's posted something new, just to see if he's going to pull it off. And if he needs help, I want to swim out there and help him.
I will tell you, I know of one person that probably just followed them after hearing your recommendation for at Sailing with Phoenix. My mom, she has to give up running marathons because of her knees, because, you know, she's old. And so when she moves to Tampa in the next couple of months, she's taking up sailing, and that's going to be like her new hobby. Oh, wow. So I guarantee you she's going to be keeping up with this guy and trying to take some tips. So maybe she's going to leave her whole family and cross the Atlantic next. I don't know.
I would love to do something like this. Like, mm-hmm. I genuinely admire it. But at the same time, I just have a feeling if I were to try something like this, I would get to like maybe 48 hours and be like, I think I've had enough.
I'd be out of my mind. Right. I know I couldn't pull something like this off, and that's probably why I'm watching it. But just to be out in the ocean, nothing else around you. You're depending on yourself. He gets up every morning. He takes us through like his checklist of things, and he'll wake up and there are things on top of the boat that have been jacked up all night because he's downstairs and he is sleeping, right? Squaws come through, so you could see things falling all over the place. And there are other days that are very easy, and he's very philosophical. It's just been a great follow.
This is kind of what I talked about 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's not getting on a boat and being in the middle of the ocean for 24/7, but I'm seriously considering giving everything up, selling everything I have, and Renee and I hitting the road and traveling the country.
Yes, some of those campgrounds that you'll be staying in are way scarier than anything that he's doing. Okay.
No, they're not.
The music's not up over here, Tom. There you go.
He's doing it without a partner, too. I would need a partner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I know he has his cat, but Abby, I need something that's going to talk back.
Put some respect on that cat.
I know, but I need to have a little conversation at some point.
I got
to
know the cat's name. Surely he shared the cat's name.
He did, but I don't remember it. I don't remember the cat's name.
I need to say that's a prayer for that cat later today.
He's a fascinating follow. I'm not exactly sure when he's going to make it to Hawaii, but also seeing how the weather changes around him and how he has to adjust every single day. It's a great follow.
Beautiful. I'm really worried about the cat. Here's the thing. It's smart to take a cat, not a dog, because a dog sees water, dog will jump in. Cat sees water, cat's like, I'm not getting anywhere near that water.
Exactly, right?
The Burt Show.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills. so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Has tried for this long to hide her attraction to me. And it was finally this morning where her true feelings came out accidentally. But it's something that I've known for a long time.
I'm glad we're talking about this. This does feel a little bit like we're in family therapy. Like, how did it feel when Kristen said that in studio?
You can't get away with nothing in here.
Uh-uh. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You say it off air, it ended up on air.
I wouldn't have even caught it, but Abby was like freaking out about it.
I called myself out because I'm like, if I don't address this, they're going to think I'm okay with what I just said, and I am not okay with what I just said to Burt Weiss.
It sounded pretty natural.
Yeah, it really did.
It was intimate. It's I was like, you've said this before.
You can only hide things for so long.
Yeah.
Oh, right. You're really going to fan those rumors now. Everybody thinks that you and I have like this undying hidden love for each other.
Turns out they might have been right.
Apparently so. I was just over here like in the middle of doing something, and I could hear Burt say something, but I missed it. And I just was like, instinctually, without hesitation, just go, what did you say, babe?
She called me babe.
I called you babe. I'm
sure
like,
did.
What? I mean, it just rolled off. And I'm like, what did you say, babe? And then as soon as like I even got the B off the end of babe, I was like, ugh! I'm like, no. I don't know why I just called you babe. I'm so sorry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think you reached out to try to take it back out of your hand.
And try to shove it back in my mouth, down my throat. Because obviously, it is a term of endearment. It's what my husband and I call each other all the time.
Oh, hey, this makes it even worse.
This is like infidelity.
Whoa, now you guys got to come up with another word, like pookie.
But absolutely not.
Punky?
No. Oh. Smoochies? No. It is going to remain babe. I just was overly comfortable in the moment, and just you were all of a sudden, you were my husband, and I just referred to you as babe. What? So my apologies. Please don't contact HR. I don't feel like I need to have a meeting about this. We'll address it here and now, but I'm sorry I called you babe on
accident. You don't got to apologize. I've been expecting it for a long time. All right. Maybe you don't care about sports at all, but Mo's going to make you care about sports because it has to do with murder.
Couldn't care less about sports. Balls just ain't so. Thing. Don't give a f*** about trophies or no Super Bowl ring. You watch reality TV, not Sports Center reports. So Mo's here to give you a reason you should care about sports.
So for so many years now, a lot of sports fans have wondered what happened in that locker room the day that there were guns involved, two NBA players that ended up leading to one of the NBA players having to spend years in prison for murder. We haven't known what has happened until now. This was back in 2009. There was an incident that happened in the locker room. It is a now famous incident that involved two players. One's name is Gilbert Arenas. The other is Javaris Crittenden.
That dude went to Georgia Tech.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He went, and they were both really, really good. Now, Gilbert Arenas was one of the best players in the NBA.
Who did they play for?
Washington, the Wizards.
Okay.
Gilbert was one of the best players in the league by far, so it'll kind of play into why his treatment was a little bit different. Javaris was a really good player, not as good as Gilbert, didn't have the popularity that Gilbert had. And there was an incident where everyone knew that there was a fight in the locker room, and they didn't know exactly the details, but they knew that there was a gun involved, and both players ended up being suspended for over a year and actually had to plead guilty to having weapons in an NBA facility.
And you can't, I mean, if you think about it, well, why wouldn't they just look at the footage? But it's a locker room where people are getting dressed and undressed, so you're not going to have security cameras in a locker room because that would be weird.
Exactly. So Netflix now has this new Untold series. It's called Untold Shooting Guards, and the players that were actually in
shooting
the locker
guard,
room.
Really? Shooting guards?
It's kind of a...
I've seen this, but I didn't know what this was was about. I just thought they were literally highlighting shooting guards in the best shooting guards in the NBA.
No, okay. this is about how two shooting guards got into an incident and it literally ended the career and maybe even the life and to an extent of one of them. And this is the trailer of the series that tells you through the player's eyes what exactly happened in that locker room that day.
We're in front of the team. So now you got all the players like, oh, yeah, what you gonna do, Gil?
You see Andre Blatch take off his headphones. People start sitting up because they hear it's getting real. It's getting intense.
I take my headphones off. I'm like, okay.
Yo, when you drive into the arena, I'm going to throw gasoline on your car and burn it while you in there. That was my threat to him.
You ain't finna set my car on fire. Why? We ain't going to play like that. You know what I mean? We're going to respect each other.
What I was doing was purposely to irritate Javaris. That's what I do. So you can just see him just fuming.
If you shoot up my car, I'm going to shoot you in your bum knees. You got
it. I was like, it's already bad. What do I give a for? Well, I'm going to shoot you in your good knee. You my good knee. You done took it too far.
You keep talking about fighting. Like, I play with guns. You better ask about me.
My comeback was, I want to see you do it. I'll bring you the guns.
I'll bring you a gun. I want you, I dare you to shoot me tomorrow.
Are you man enough? Do you have two of these to shoot me? You ain't got the cojones to do nothing like that. You ain't even built to do nothing like that.
This sounds like a skit that Dave Chappelle put together.
You would think.
I'll shoot you with the good knee. My good knee? Now you got too far.
That's why when you actually get the details of this story, it's so ridiculous. Because, okay, these are two millionaire men, right, who are both made it to the NBA. They are on a jet. They're on a jet going from one game to another. All of this started over a poker game. I guess they play poker games on these jets all the time. And, they talk a lot of trash. Somehow the trash talking got a little out of hand because Gilbert Arenas was known for being like a clown on the team. He was always doing pranks, always messing with people. Javaris, that's not really his personality. He likes to stay to himself. That's not his thing. And then at some point while they were talking, Gilbert was like, what you going to do about it? You get like once he realized that he wasn't engaging, he was trying to provoke him and it worked. So then Javaris had said at some point, I shoot you. And then Gilbert said, I bring you the gun. And he literally did that.
So brought him the gun?
Gilbert Arenas brought a gun to the NBA arena, went into the locker room, and placed the gun on Javaris' chair at his locker. So when Javaris walks in the locker room, he sees it, and he's like, what is this about? And Gilbert is just sitting there with his arms crossed like, shoot me.
What?
This is right before an NBA game. This is all happening. So Javaris takes the gun and throws it. I guess because he's angry, mm-hmm. And then all of the players kind of jump and scatter around because he's throwing what they believe to be a loaded gun. And then at that point, a tussle ensues.
Yeah.
They come in, they break it up, but eventually the team finds out that Gilbert Arenas had brought a gun in the locker room. Then apparently Javaris had a gun, his own gun, in his bag. So he took out his own gun, said, I don't need your gun.
What?
I'm going to use my gun. So then they played a game like nothing happened. And then after the game, once the NBA found out, that's when the two players got suspended. Now, Gilbert Arenas was suspended for a year and then pled guilty to a misdemeanor gun charge. They both did. But Gilbert came back into the league, played for a couple of more seasons, but he was never the same. Javaris ended up getting kicked out of the NBA because no teams would pick him up after that because he wasn't that good. Because Javaris' career ended, he ended up going back to his hometown where there was nothing good going on. He got involved with a gang. He ended up getting robbed for over $55,000 worth of jewelry. So at that point, he goes and looks for the person he believes robbed him. And then it was a mistaken identity. He thought that this guy that he sees in the streets was the guy that robbed him. It wasn't. He tries to shoot that guy. He ends up killing an innocent bystander, which was a woman, a mother of four.
Oh, my God.
And then he ends up going to prison for it, where he was supposed to do 25 years, but he only did about 10 years, they said he did, or something like that, because apparently the DA, whose name is Paul Howard, is the uncle of NBA superstar Dwight Howard, and people believe that that attachment is why he only had to spend those amount of years in prison and not 25.
Whoa.
So he went from being an NBA superstar to in prison for murder within 3 years, all because of a trash talk in game of poker on a jet.
Chappelle went dark on this script. I'll tell you that. What's the name of that show again?
It's called Untold Shooting Guards, and it's on Netflix right now.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Well, it is very convenient that we are now in Entertainment Buzz talking about celebrities.
What? Seriously?
I have a lead.
Play that when you have a lead.
Yeah,
we promised the people that we were going to be playing the air horn.
When we had a celebrity on the line.
Here's the thing. I have a cousin of a celebrity in my email inbox because I got an email from someone who said, hey, Abby, I'm just tuning into the podcast. They're tuning into the segment we had yesterday where I promised that if you can get me the biggest A-list star, I will give you a $2,300 trip to Colombia with me in January. And no one had emailed me. And I felt very isolated because people were emailing Kristen when she offered $500. And I'm like, does no one want to go on vacation with me? But I'm excited about this because have y'all ever seen Bridgerton?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And it's their cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it was inappropriate use of a horn, so I don't even know that.
Inappropriate use of a horn.
Flag on the play.
I would say in the future, Abby, if you have a lead, this is what you get.
What?
Like just a piece, just a taste.
That's still too long of the horn.
Yeah, I tried clicking it to go off sooner, but the mouse didn't work. So.
Oh my God.
That was a power trip. You guys are haters.
So we've got a couple of potentials this morning.
No, I'm getting, next time you hear that air horn, just know
that you've DM'd somebody else.
Just know that someone is calling in for me.
Email.
Okay.
You guys are haters.
now we're just going to be the show that cried horn.
All right, Justin Bieber and his former manager, Scooter Braun, are reportedly no longer on good terms, and money seems to be at the center of it. It all has to do with Justin Bieber's canceled Justice World Tour in 2022. So due to health issues, he ended up backing out, and apparently he had to owe AEG, which was the tour's promoter, $24 million, which is a lot of money. And because he couldn't pay it for whatever reason, which is weird because Justin Bieber's like one of the most successful pop stars of all time, his manager, Scooter Braun, was like, you know what, dude? You've done a lot for me money-wise and career-wise. I'm going to loan you this $24 million, and you just need to pay it off over 10 years. So apparently, Justin Bieber, for whatever reason, could not pay it back. So then through a series of conversations, Scooter Braun is like, okay, well, I'm looking at everything over the past, 15 years of us being in a business relationship, and you owe me $1 million. And Justin Bieber is like, nah, that doesn't sound right. That sounds like you're making it up. I'm going to hire my own auditor, and we're going to do an audit to see what I actually owe you, because it's not $1 million. The auditor said that they owe him, or he owes Scooter $8.8 million.
Hire another auditor to audit the auditor.
Did he think he owed less than $1 million?
He was like, yeah, I don't owe $1 million. So I'm going to hire a third party that has no relation to you. So Scooter Braun hired his own people.
Yeah.
And basically had like the 100, like came up with $1 million somehow. And the actual auditors from a third party said, yeah, no, it's actually $8.8 million.
Yeah, I'm making up facts knowing nothing about the reality of this story. But I can see a situation where Justin grew up as a child star, man. He doesn't know about this business stuff, right? He doesn't know a good auditor from a bad auditor. He doesn't have somebody around him, maybe, and maybe this was Scooter Braun before, somebody saying like, hey, before you go ahead and make the threat that you're going to go ahead and check out and you're going to do an audit that Scooter can see, let's do one privately. He would know that if business was in his background, but this kid has been a superstar since he's 15 years old. He don't know all that.
Yeah, and so that's apparently why he had to sell his catalog for $200 million in 2023. I feel like everyone was kind of like, what's this all about? Like, you're Justin Bieber. Your career's not over yet. Why are you trying to sell your music catalog and your rights for what seems to me kind of like a pretty small amount of money, considering Zach Bryan just sold his music catalog, even though he's been around for like 2 years, for $350 million. Yeah. Just feels a little bit like a low ball deal.
Well, I think it's a leverage type situation, right? When people know that you need the money, they clearly are not going to offer you market value.
That makes perfect sense.
But did people know he needed the money at the time? That's the question, because that happened all in 2023, and I feel like now these rumors are just now coming out. So it's definitely kind of a devastating fallout, considering Scooter Braun is the one that launched Justin Bieber's career, and then Justin Bieber, in return, also made Scooter Braun the management star that he is because Justin Bieber gave him so much credibility.
Yeah, and I've always assumed now, over the course of the last year or so, that part of this breakup of Justin not following him on Instagram anymore has a lot to do with whole Diddy thing, that I think now Justin's taking a look back at his youth and is realizing that there were a lot of adults that put him in situations a 15-year-old shouldn't be in. And now that he's got his own kid, he's like, that was jacked up.
Well, speaking of Diddy, Diddy's ex Cassie asked the judge for a break after cross-examination got too intense in court yesterday. I'm going to tell you why the singer had to step out of the courtroom on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time is valuable. That's why Lowe's Blueprint Takeoffs turn blueprints into quotes faster. Bring us your plans, and we'll generate itemized material lists to make quoting easier so you can get back to building. Plus, at the Lowe's Pro Desk, you get access to thousands of building materials not sold in store. And when your order's ready, we'll deliver everything to the job site. Improving is easy at Lowe's.